Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. This is Presiding Bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, double portion blessing. Yes, we are live and well. Thank God for this day. God is truly good and God is on the throne. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer, a teaching ministry on prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer will change you. This is the Spirit of the Living God. We thank God for Jesus, and we're going to have some music to set the atmosphere. Then we're going to go into our teaching and our prayer for the hour that we have. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for you, you, and you.
God, when I lost some wonder, consider all the world thy hand has made.
Isn't God great? Yes, he is. Thank God for Jesus. How great thou art. Thank you, God. Thank you, Sister Esther, for listening. God is good, Sister Greta. God is good. Yes, he is. And we can ask him to take our hand. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I'm weak.
My hand. Lead me on and let me stand. Thank God. Thank God. We can call upon the name of Jesus anytime. He's right here with us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. One more song, and we'll go into our message and a reading of a scripture for this morning.
And the Georgia sun goes down. It's been a long, long time. I'm glad that I'm going back to my hometown. Going down to the Greyhound station. Gonna buy me one-way fare.
thank God, don't want to make you go home. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. We give God the glory, the praise, the honor on this day and the days to come, because we know what God can do. We know what prayer could do. We know and we believe in the power of the Almighty Living God. Thank God for Jesus. We thank God for each and every one of you. At this time, we want you to go pull the word of God out. We're going to our protection psalm. And we know in times like these, we need protection. Amen. We need the word of God. Amen. I'm going to pull out Psalm 91. God is truly good and God is on the throne. I remind each and every one of you to keep the word of God in your home, your car, even on your jobs, in your purse, in your pocketbook, ladies. Men, you got a package, you can get yourself a book of Psalms and keep it with you, New Testament, at all times. And again, it behooves you to keep the word of God, because you know we got these laptops and cell phones and computers, and they're going to go up. But you know we got the word of God in our hearts, our mind, our spirit, and our souls. We'll always have it with us. And they're changing the wording in our words. So be careful about what you're seeing on those computers and those laptops and cell phones. Be careful about that. We want to keep a King James Version of the Word of God at all times. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. That's what we grew up on. And we thank God for the Word of God. Psalm 91. And I tell you to have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And even for a snack. Praise God. You want to lose a couple of pounds? Put down that cookie or put down that ice cream cone or that soda and read Psalm 91 for your snack. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You can get yourself a glass of water every now and then. Get yourself some orange juice. But Psalm 91, we thank God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. For thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore, for I deliver him, I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Long life, and I thank God for a long, healthy life. Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Word is already blessed. So we pray that it will bless the listeners and hearers and doers of his word. Let's go to Psalm 35. Somebody's going through something, and they need to cry out and call on the Almighty Living God. Somebody's about to go to court today. Somebody have a hearing today. Somebody's going through something on their job, in their home, in their neighborhood, maybe just in their spirit. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Thank you, God. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for what? Our sins. He who knew no sin. That's the kind of God that we serve. He loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, suffered, died, and bled, and on the cross for our sins. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let's go to Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. for they shall soon cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, my sisters and brothers, and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, he shall bring it to pass. He shall give you the desires of your heart. And I pray the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Yes, he will. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Thank you, Jesus. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, my dear ones, men and women of God. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, for the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Don't worry about him. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil. Thank you, God. Why? For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. God has an inheritance for you, my dear ones, and your inheritance will bring no sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, glory be to God. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Abundance. Thank you, God. Nothing like an abundance of peace. Thank you, God. When there's peace all around you, when the world is going through a whole bunch of turmoil, God will give you that abundance of peace. And we know the word of God says, blessed is the peacemaker. They will be called the children of God. Thank God for Dr. Martin Luther King setting that example as a peacemaker. Thank you, God. Nonviolence. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And thank God for Jesus, the peacemaker. He will bless you with an abundance of peace if you delight yourself in the Lord. The wicked shall plot against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. Not you. The Lord shall laugh at him. He already sees what's going to happen to the wicked ones. He already knows what's going to happen to the wicked ones. You ain't got to worry. You just pray. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay such as upright in conversation. Watch your conversation. I can't emphasize this enough. Is your conversation godly? Is your conversation uplifting someone? Is your conversation encouraging someone? Is your conversation motivating someone? Watch your conversation. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little, thank you, God, for that one room that individual has. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many the wicked. Thank God for that dollar bill. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God, for those two dresses. Thank you, God, for those two pairs of pants. Thank you, God, for those two pairs of shoes. Thank you, God, for that hot dog I ate on yesterday evening. Thank you, God, for the water that I'm drinking that's clean and fresh. Thank you, God. A little that a righteous man had is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Because we got some miserable, wicked people. They want more and more and more and more. My God, my God, my God. But the word of God says a little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. That's that inheritance again. God has an inheritance for you, my dear ones. It's in the word of God, Psalm 37. God has an inheritance for you. Don't mess it up by being evil and wicked and mean, forgiving. Christ has forgiven you. So who are you not to forgive others? You forgive them and move on with your life. And the word of God says, shake the dust from your feet. Move on. Thank you, God. Don't allow them to abuse you, misuse you, verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally, sexually. Do not allow yourself to be abused by anyone, men and women of God. Yes, you are a child of God. You're not a doormat. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is a good God, and he loves you. Thank you, God. His children will not be abused. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. Thank you, God. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Uh-huh. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for what? His name's sake. And he's going to restore your soul. After you've been broken, after you've been abused, after you've been misused, God will restore your soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in what? In the presence of mine enemies. Why, they are right there, still in the land of the living. God will prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, right while they are there. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell where? In the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, God. And forever means forever. Thank you, Jesus. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, my dear ones. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me for what? The Bible tells me so. And then what a friend you have in Jesus. He's a friend that's going to stick with you through thick and thin, through trials and tribulations. Glory be to God. He's right there with you every step of the way. Yeah, Jesus. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's the kind of God that we serve. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. God has not forgotten about you. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you right now for giving us the opportunity to come to you and pray. Father God, an opportunity to come and seek you in the early hours of the morning. We count not robbery, Father God, when we spend this time seeking you, the almighty living God. We thank you for keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the bees of the night. We thank you, Father God, for keeping our homes intact. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the opportunity to cry out to you and surrender to you. Thank you, God. We can't thank you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, Father God, for sending your precious son, Jesus, who suffered, died, and bled on a cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. We thank you, Father, right now. We thank you because you said in your word that we are to pray without ceasing, and we are being obedient to your word. Because you said in your word, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we thank you right now because we are the land. And we are praying for that healing. Men and women of God, intercessory prayer warriors, we are praying for the healing of the land. We're lifting up our president of the United States. Yes, Joe Biden. We are praying for him and his wife, Jill. We are praying for him and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We are lifting up, Father God, Kamala Harris, our vice president, and her husband. We are praying for their families, Father God, that you'll touch them individually and collectively. We are praying for our Pope, Cardinals, Kings and Queens, Ambassadors. We are lifting up Congresspersons, House of Representatives, Senators, delegates, our mayors, our governors. We are praying for them right now, Father God. Bless them, Father God, with wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. And before they make any other rules or regulations, we are praying for our Supreme Court, Father God, that you'll touch their minds, their bodies, their spirits, and their souls. Let the spirit of the almighty living God dwell in their minds right now, in their hearts, Father God. Regulate their minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We need you. People need the Lord in every situation. Father God, we pray for all of those in leadership positions, on their jobs, in our schools, in our universities, in our careers. We're praying for those, Father God, in the military, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, National Guard, Coast Guard, Air Force, right now, individually and collectively. We thank you, Father God, for those that volunteered their lives and, Father God, time away from their families to keep our country safe. We thank you, Father God, and we praise you for them right now. Father God, we pray for their families, those that are fighting in the war, Afghanistan, Russia. We are lifting up, Father God, each and every individual, that you make those individuals, Father God, call upon you and surrender to you. We pray, Father God, for the president of Russia, China, Japan. We are praying for them right now, Father God. We're praying for Africa, West Africa, South Africa. We're praying for those that are going through a time in California, Father God. We're praying for those, Father God, that's been touched by the floods, by the fires. Father, we're praying for those individuals, family members of individuals that's been cut down by the firing of weapons, illegal weapons in our streets. We're praying for those Asian families right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Comfort them in California right now. Then we're praying for each and every individual that have lost loved ones only a couple of days in 2023. We're praying, Father God, that you'll comfort those families in the loss of their loved ones. We're praying, Father God, those individuals lay down their weapons, those illegal guns that are being used, in the name of Jesus. Keep them out of our community for illegal use. Touch the hearts and minds of our sons and daughters as they run rampant through the streets and the counties in the nation. We come against that spirit right now, Father God. We know, Father God, we're wrestling against those principalities in high places, not flesh and blood, but those principalities in high places. We come against those spirits right now with the word of God. We know that you're able, Father. We know that you know all about these situations, about the loss of our loved ones. Touch hearts, minds, spirits, and souls in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Father, you told us to pray without ceasing. So we are being obedient to the word of God. We are trusting in you. We are believing in you, knowing that all things are possible to those who believe. And Father God, we know that you can counteract those situations. You came to give us life and give it more abundantly. In Jesus' name, we thank you right now and pray for, Father God, the pastors of our churches, that they will do, Father God, what thus says the Lord. Our body of Christ, that they'll live according to the will of the Almighty Living God. We thank you, Father God, for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, his wife, Sister Nettie, Father God, as we continue to pray for them and lift them up in the name of Jesus. We lift up New Union Baptist Church, Father God. We pray, Father God, for all the workers in the vineyard. We lift up, Father God, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close and his wife, Deaconess Gwen Close. We lift them up individually and collectively, Father God. We pray for every member that you'll touch them and bless them. Continue to let them be strong in the Lord. We lift up Sister Esther, Father God, for continually, Father God, being a willing worker, Father God, in prayer. Touch Sister Greta, Father God, as she walks the streets in the mail as a mail courier. Bless her, Father God, Bobby Gladden, Brenda Gladden. We lift them up right now, Father God. They'll continue to sing the songs of Zion. We lift up our Father God, Deacon Briscoe. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those that have lost loved ones. Deacon Terry, we're praying for you. God is able. We pray, Father God, for Deacon Price and his wife, Patricia Price. We pray, Father God, that you'll strengthen them and guide them and lead them. We pray for Aunt Rose, Father God, that you continue to bless her, be with her and guide her and lead her, Father God. We lift up glory be to God, hallelujah, every member of the choir that's faithful. That's faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. We lift up, Father God, choirs all over the world that are singing the songs of Zion. We lift up, Father God, those that are faithful in the body of Christ, those that are attentive to the word of God. We pray for Shanita Kelly, Ryel, and Zariel. Diamond, we're praying for you. Yes, we are. Rosie Trahan, we're praying for you. God is able. God can do anything but fail. We're lifting up Kayla. God is a good God. God is an awesome God. Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower, we're praying for you. Touch minds, bodies, spirits, and souls. Those that are walking the streets, Father God, confused, don't know which direction to go in. Touch those that are out on the streets under the tents, lying on the streets, Father God. Touch them right now. Regulate their minds that they want to have a mind stayed on thee. Lift them up out of the streets, Father God. You will not have your people homeless. Touch their minds and regulate their minds and their hearts and their souls. We come against mental illness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not of God. We come against that spirit of destruction. We come against, Father God, glory be to God. Those that are addicted to drugs, abuse of drugs. We lift them up, Father God. Let them be addicted to Jesus, the Almighty Living God. Remove their taste and desire out of their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. We pray for those that are addicted to alcohol. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Take away that addiction. Do not allow a dear one to put another needle in their vein. Thank you, God. Let them surrender to you and cry out to you. Those that are using illegally prescribed medications, touch them, Father God, right now. Heal their bodies, their minds, and their souls. We come against paranoid schizophrenic, bipolar disorder, stress, depression. Send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Glory be to God. The Spirit is working this morning, Sister Bernadette Washington. Yes, he is. He's a healer. We can cry out to him, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, Pastor Sammy Caesar. God is able. We pray for you, Diane Green, T.J. Staten. We're praying for you. God is a good God. Elijah Kelly, we're praying for you. Men of God, we're praying for you. Brother Bellamy, we're praying for you. We're praying for the families of loved ones, husband and wives, Ruth Bellamy. We're praying for you. God is able. Dr. Ron Green, we're praying for you. Yes, we are. We're praying for you, Jill Green, in Miami, Florida. God is able. God is a healer. We know what the doctors say, but God is above all doctors. Yes, he is. He has the final say-so. We're lifting up Wallace Green. We're lifting up his wife, Sandra. We're praying, Father God, for peace, Father God, in their hearts, their minds, and their souls. We're praying for Pastor Victor Mines, the blood of Redemptive Church, First Lady Mines. We are praying for you. God is a healer. Yes, he is. Billy Edwards, we are praying for you that God will continue to touch your mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you, Father God, for the healing of that young man. We're praying for Apostle Mary Davis Edwards. Thank you, God, for her healing right now. Tina, we're praying for you and Diane in South Carolina. God is able. Daisy, we're praying for you in Sumter, South Carolina. We're praying for you, Pastor Loretta Sumter in Manning, South Carolina. God is a good God. Stacy Johnson, we're praying for you and your wife and your family in its entirety. God is everywhere, and God knows exactly what you're going through. God is a good God. He's a gracious God. He can do anything but fail. Dr. Kevin Carter, we are praying for you and your mother, Mother Nita. We thank you right now. We lift up all those in nursing homes, in the hospitals, lying on their sick bed. We know that God is truly a good God, and God can do anything but fail. We lift up Dr. Bernie Smallwhite. Thank you, Father God, for healing a body right now, moving that fluid out of a body. We thank you, Father God. We thank you right now. You're a miracle worker. She could have been dead and gone, but you touched her body. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. You strengthen her. We're lifting up Gloria Henson, Father God. We come against, Father God, those disorders that are not of you. Patricia Hill, we're praying for you and your husband,
burning. We are praying for you. God is able. God is a good God. God will strengthen you. God will keep you and guide you through. We lift up Mother Annie Green. Strengthen her, Father God. Continue to bless her. Touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Father God, we're praying, Father God, for Mother Mary Robinson. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus, wherever she may be. We come against, Father God, that disorder of dementia, Alzheimer's. Touch their mind, Father God. We're praying, Father God, for Ophelia Warmly and her family in its entirety. Bless, Father God, her children. We lift up her son, George, Father God. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up Desmond Stewart, Father God. Strengthen him and guide him and lead him. Father God, put out young men in the midst of some men with godly character that believe and trust in the Almighty Living God. We know that you're able. We know that you could do anything but fail. And we come, Father God, praying once more for thank God for our firefighters. Touch them, Father God. They go on a daily basis fighting the fires, Father God, throughout the land. Thank you, Father. Israel, protect them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Have them to put their trust in you, the Almighty Living God. We are praying, Father God, for every nurse, every doctor, the anesthesiologist, the surgeons, those that dismiss the medication, that they'll dismiss the right amount of medication to any individuals, Father God, as they lie on their sick beds. We pray for those that are on dialysis, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will strengthen their lungs and their limbs and their kidneys. We come against that kidney disease right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We know that you're able. We know that you're able. We know that you can do anything but fail. We are praying, Father God, for Pat Jackson and her husband, Father God. We are praying for Ed, Father God. We thank you for his healing. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up, glory be to God, all of the Mills family. Thank you, God. We know that you're truly a God that can do anything but fail. We lift them up one by one and individually. We thank you right now, Father God, because you're doing great and mighty things in our lives. And we want to give you the praise and the honor and the glory once more for your healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thanks be to God. He's doing great and mighty things in your life. Yes, God is able. God can do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. Many people doubt that their prayers have any power. So their idea of prayer is to pray only in emergency. The prayer of desperation. God, I need you now. God, I need to work a miracle for me right now. I know you can do it. The power of a large prayer. You ought to be the pilot. You ought to be the pilot of that prayer in your family, in your home, on your job. The pilot of a large trailer, plane, radioed his ground control station as follows. One wing sheared off. Landing gear gone. Visibility 50 feet. Cargo dynamite. What are your instructions? Quickly from the radio tower came this message. Now repeat after me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Ha! Ha! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank God. From that individual in the radio tower, he knew Jesus. This was an emergency. What should you do? Pray. Glory be to God. Many people are like that man in the radio tower. They think prayer is only for emergencies. Whereas if people prayed more, there would be fewer emergencies. There'd be fewer emergencies to meet, and those would be met victoriously. That's why the Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. We ought to always pray. We put those prayers out in advance. Thank you, God. In advance. We're already praying for healing. Before you get sick, God keep us in perfect peace. Before an emergency, before a situation, before you get that pink slip on your job, before you get set out and get an eviction, we're already praying for you in advance. The Word of God says the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Prayer is an art and a science. The dictionary describes an art as a skill, also as human ability to make things happen. Speak it into existence, my dear ones. Speak it into existence. I always tell you to watch your words. Watch what you say. By his stripes I am healed. With God, all things are possible to those who believe. Stop claiming those diseases. Stop saying my arthritis, my diabetes, my cancer. Stop claiming it. Don't claim that stuff. You said the doctor said I have cancer. The doctor said I have diabetes. The doctor said I got, don't stop claiming it. You keep claiming it, it's going to stay right there with you. In the name of Jesus, stop claiming those illnesses as of today. You don't want it. I don't. Thank you, God. The doctor said. The dictionary describes prayer as an art or skill, also as a human ability to make things happen. The dictionary describes science as knowledge which is granted by systematic study and practice. Prayer, then, is a studied and practiced skill or ability to cause things to happen in one's life, to contact with one's own indwelling Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want diabetes. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want cancer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want poverty. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want ignorance. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want hunger. This explains why some people seem to have prayer power and others do not. Those who do not pray only an emergency or not at all, they wait until they are coming in for a crash landing before it occurs to them to ask God for help. The Word of God says pray without ceasing, in season and out of season, at all times, anywhere. Doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out prayer. Doesn't have to be a loud prayer. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus, as you walk into your home, praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus, as you walk on your job, praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus, as you walk inside the school, praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. It is good to practice the presence of God just as you would practice music. Practice makes perfect in the art of prayer, just as in developing any other skill. It is easy to do this because the more you practice the art of prayer, the more enjoyable and satisfied it becomes, and the more fascinated you become with both its mystical and practical value. A lot of value when it comes to prayer, and you'll be surprised as you begin to pray how God will answer your prayers. Yes, he answered your prayer. Yes, no, wait, you're not ready yet. He answered your prayer. Oh, yes, he did. God didn't answer my prayer. He didn't answer your prayer the way that you wanted it. God knows what you need and when you need it. And sometimes if you keep begging for it, he says, okay, let me give it to him. Let me see how she's going to handle this. Let me see how he's going to handle that. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. Let God's will be done, not your will. Yes, he ever answered your prayer. After a while, you find yourself going within on a moment's notice, anytime, anywhere, making contact with your own indwelling Lord, Christ inside of you. We were created in the image of God, the Christ within you. Make contact with your own indwelling Lord, which then brings peace, renewal, and right results. Prayer is the path to instant good. The Christ in you. Pray without ceasing. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Then the disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he gave them that model prayer. Thank you, God. Pray without ceasing, my dear. You have the favor of God upon your life today. God is a miracle-working God. Pray without ceasing and watch God move on your behalf. Pray for your enemies that despitefully use you. Bless someone today. Bless someone. Continue to pray. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Thank God for the 144 points by now. So we thank God for this Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Thank you, Jesus. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in your life. I decree and declare that God will protect you from seen and unseen danger. I decree and declare healing in your body. I decree and declare a spirit of love, a spirit of peace around you from this day forth in your life. I decree and declare divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding in the name of Jesus. We're praying without ceasing. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Request your prayer rug. Yes, God is able. Write to me and request your prayer rug. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God is able. Trust in God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Let him lead and direct your path. In Jesus' name we pray. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart. God bless you.